This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station. Enterprise. FM 89.9.
Thank you, Sabrina, for the news. My name is Rich Bradbury, and I'm in the studio today with...
Arvind Viraj.
And...
Arvind Viraj.
Yeah, there's nobody else here, is
no,
there?
No,
what's going on?
It's a Friday.
Yeah. So we're going to be with you, as usual, all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Now, our topic of discussion today, get some popcorn ready, or some salted popcorn. Do you like it sweet or salty, is the question. No, it's not. We came across an article yesterday. You did, right?
Yeah. So this is a... I was sent the article and then I sent it on you guys and then I got a weird response. I got the response that I didn't think I was going to get. So that's where this question came from.
So the question was, or is, rather that... there's a local...
Cinema chain
who have decided that they want to deliver popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a bit of a thing talk about this, and I was like, why would they do this, right? And so a couple of us said, well, you know, when you sat at home watching Netflix and somebody says, this movie is great, wouldn't it be even better if we had some popcorn?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we suggested, and we thought, well, let's ask that as a question, you know. The weirdest thing that you've ordered from a food delivery service is our question of today. Do let us know. 018-789-8899 is the number to get us at. You can get us on Twitter or Instagram. We are, of course, at BFM Radio. So that's our story of the day and what we're running with. And then we're moving on to a story about how more than 500,000 people are being asked to work from home in Tokyo in the run-up to the Olympic Games.
Yeah.
Then we're wrapping up.
They can sit at home and order popcorn.
That's right.
Mm.
And then?
Then we're talking about how Netflix's net worth isn't doing so well. I mean, doing so well is an understatement. They've taken a beating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what we've got coming up for you lined up on today's show, ladies and gentlemen. Again, do get in touch. 018-789-8899 is the number to get us at. So then, bit of a chat about this.
Mm-hmm.
Would you order popcorn from a food delivery service, do you think?
No. No, I mean, not from a cinema chain. So that was my point. So just like a quick recap of what happened. So my girlfriend sends me a link saying that this cinema chain is delivering popcorn. It's available now for delivery on a food delivery service. And then I go, but why? And then she goes, why not? And I'm like, so clearly there's a different understanding of how popcorn works. For me, it's like I have it because it's the only thing I can have legally in the cinema. It's the only snack that I can take in. I'm not allowed to take like outside food. So that's why I ordered the popcorn and the other snacks.
Right.
But clearly for her, it's something like, you know, if she could have popcorn even outside, like while watching movies at home, while streaming and stuff, she would do it. So I sent it on to our group, like our work group.
Mm.
You guys were there and I'm like, this is a weird move.
Mm.
And then you were the first one to say, it would work though.
Yeah.
And then I was like, but why? And then quickly Ali, our intern, he chimed in with, this is why it would work, because people want to have popcorn at home. And then Christine was all for it. She was like, I would, you know, I'd gladly do it.
Mm.
So again, clearly there's a different understanding of how, of what should be delivered to your house or what you should have in specific places. For me, like popcorn only works in the cinema.
I agree. And I remember, years and years ago, when the microwave, the invention of the future, was introduced, and of course you could order or you could buy microwavable popcorn at home, you know, and it was that was one of the big seemed to be one of the big selling products, right? And it didn't even back then when it was a big thing, you know, I was like, no, I'm not a huge popcorn fan. I'm not the kind of person who would sit and watch a movie at home or in a cinema, actually, munching on popcorn. But I know a lot of people who do it. A lot of my friends, when they come over and they sit and they watch a movie, they're like, you know, have you got a bowl of popcorn? And I'm like, no, why? No.
Yeah, why would
it's
I?
It's just not my thing.
I mean, I know other people on the outside sell popcorn, but you know, even if I needed to have popcorn on the outside, I would just get it from one of these other like stores.
Right.
But
is there a difference in the popcorn that you buy in the cinema compared to the popcorn you can get outside, though?
I mean, outside is way more expensive, so that's right. So it's like, it's premium. This is like premium popcorn. You're paying a lot just to have, you know, popcorn at home or popcorn as a snack. But like personally for me, I always see popcorn as like something you get at the movies. And I think that's because they sell it at the movies just to discourage you from getting other things from the outside. They don't want you sneaking snacks and stuff because, you know, concessions make money. But it's good branding. I mean, looking at it from like a different angle, it's good branding for them because now they know that the way we watch movies is different. Maybe out of every 5 movies that comes out, we will choose to go to the cinema maybe 3 times or 2 times or maybe even 1 time. All the other times we have like a free period or whatever, we're just streaming stuff at home on Netflix or any other streaming service that we have. So why not get their branding to our living rooms by selling popcorn or getting popcorn delivered?
Smart in some ways.
It's smart.
Okay, we've had a couple of feedback already via WhatsApp. Sabrina has said, I would order popcorn not just for movies, but for quick meals at home. I'm bored of chips at home. I'm not so sure I'd be doing it for meals, but, you know, the availability of pushing a button and having popcorn delivered, still not appealing to me. But then again, I'm the one who has had durian delivered at home.
To your doorstep?
To my doorstep.
Yeah, see, so that's your weird...
Right, and I'm not the only one who has had this done, and I know that for a fact. And so that's my weird delivery food story.
How are the food delivery guys okay with that? Like, did they have any rules? Like, no, we cannot, you know, put durian in the
So
bike.
Here's the thing. There's a bunch of companies located around the Klang Valley now that when you fetch your durian, normally, they put it in airtight bags. Yep. And these airtight bags apparently can even be used on some flights now. So there's no smell at all. It turns up in like this airtight silver bag, and it's not until you unseal it like a wonderful bag of smelly chips
that you get the poof.
The poof. Yeah.
Like there's no problem with them
delivering it. So, yeah. And it was via one of the local food delivery services who also provide taxi services.
So see, this is the other thing. So now they're figuring out ways to get more food to you or food that was previously unavailable or difficult to deliver. Because if you took your car to go buy like durians, your car would smell for like weeks after. That's the whole point. If taxis don't want to carry durians at the same time, there are some people who have signs on the window that says you cannot buy durian in this car.
Singapore have it all over their country.
Yeah, because they don't want the stench to stick.
Yeah.
But food delivery services have figured out a way how to get that food to you without destroying their vehicles and getting you the stuff that you want to your doorstep.
Now, you see, the mere mention of durian on air just now has, you know, we've had a whole bunch of messages that's come in just the last couple of minutes about that. Noralina, hey, I had durian delivered to me too, just the once though. A couple more that we'll get to in just a couple of seconds. Anyway, that's what we're talking about, folks. 018-789-8899 if you want to get us via WhatsApp, Twitter or Instagram, of course. We're at BFM Radio. We're going to take a short break. We've got some money coming up. Music coming up from the Kooks. It is, of course, Be Who You Are here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Banana from Malaysia. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Yuvraj.
We are going to be with you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. Just the two of us today, ladies and gents. Our topic of discussion today is revolving around the fact that we found out very recently that one of our local cinema chains have started offering popcorn delivered to your house via one of the food delivery services. We thought it was a bit unusual. You know, we kind of tossed around the idea of whether or not you would buy it or if you wouldn't buy it and why perhaps. And our little group, Arvin was like, no, not doing that.
Yeah, I'd only get it if I go there.
Right. And so some of us were like, well, maybe it's not such a bad idea. And, you know, so we've actually...
A lot of people supported it.
And a lot of people supported it. So we asked you guys for some feedback. We've got a bunch of WhatsApps. We've got a bunch of tweets. We've also got some Vox Pops from people around the office for some of the weird stuff that they have ordered. So what we'll do first, we'll go through the WhatsApps. Jonathan has said, maybe it's because popcorn is always associated with movies in the Western countries. In Malaysia, there are many other choices of snacks, kacang putih and the assorted nuts, for instance. I've also got someone from, I've already read that one, Zakran has said, I thought popcorn is freshly made in cinemas. It's like roti canai is being delivered by your favourite local mamak shop. Fresh is crucial and the USP of the concept, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Over to Twitter.
Unless they use that the same packing thing they use for the durians.
That's true. Keep
the popcorn fresh.
Nice and fresh.
Yeah. So on Twitter, we have Nida Sef who says, durian, it's not weird for me. It's just that I'm used to the fact that if you want durian, you got to get out from your house and buy it directly. I'm impressed that today I could just tap on my phone and in less than half an hour, I'm already eating the durian.
Yes.
Yeah. Which to which you said that she stole your answer. And
yes.
To which she said, yes, but it's worth the money as the durians received are well picked.
And that was the thing that surprised me, I'll be honest. You know, often when you go to buy durian from one of these durian buffet places, and they're not always the best durians, you know.
No.
They're not always. Yet these that arrived at my doorstep were really good quality.
They picked them out.
They picked good durian, you know, and I was really happy about that. So there I was, just half an hour later. I'm like, there's no way people are going to deliver durian. And you know when you just, the curiosity gets better of you, and I'm like, I'll just have a quick look. And there it was.
And it showed up. I have to try this.
I was kind of gobsmacked. Although I checked this morning, and it wasn't there.
Oh.
And I don't know if that's because of where we were located, which seems odd, being there's a whole bunch of durian places around here, and yet it wasn't there.
You mean you tried to deliver it here?
Yeah.
To the office?
Yeah.
Or maybe that's why?
Could be.
Commercial
could be.
Building?
Could be. Could be that. Mm. Right. So, as I mentioned earlier on, we managed to speak to some people in and around the office to find out some of the stranger things that they had ordered via food delivery services. And this is what they had to say.
I've never actually heard anyone order this, but I've seen it on the options on the app. But I think you can order chendol and ice kacang, and I think some places ice cream as well. Ice cream makes a little bit more sense because it comes in the tub that, you know, it's insulated and you can, it's not going to melt. But ice kacang, they actually separate, I think, the ice from the actual toppings and you got to assemble it yourself. So I think that one's a bit weird because it's surely going to melt in that 25-minute delivery window time.
But I also see that some people have ordered durians, not in the box, but durian itself. Because I'm thinking about the safety of the riders.
I haven't ordered anything that weird, but one time I did woke up feeling a bit rough and I called up McDonald's and ordered a small packet of fries.
What?
Yeah, one small packet of fries.
Is it even worth the delivery charges to order a small... Who orders a small packet of fries anyway?
Our friend in the office.
Oh, silly Englishman. The other one, though, the safety of the riders for durian. What does she mean by that?
I don't know. I guess if you're on a bike and then if you're carrying the durians in the compartment at the back, because it's so big and it's so sharp.
Of course, yes.
You need like proper padding. Mm. You know, you need to be able to handle the durians properly. But I would have loved to see the look on the delivery guy's face when he had to pick up one small packet of fries. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, this is it. Thank you. Like,
somebody is hungover this morning. Yep, is probably what he was thinking. Right, ladies and gentlemen, do let us know some of the weirdest things that you have had delivered via your food delivery service. I've actually picked up a story, though, and this is some pizza guys, right? So I wanted to kind of give it a little bit of context. And of course, pizza delivery services often run until the early hours of the morning, often when people are not working and they're letting off a little bit of steam. So they may have had a couple of orange juices, for lack of a better phrase, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so there was a thread on Reddit where the conversation started off with, you know, what are some of the strangest delivery orders that you've had for your pizza? And there's one guy here who goes by the username of F. Argo Fox, who said, this is what he says. The lady asked me if I would take the pizza into the basement. Alarms immediately went off in my head. I politely tried to get out of the request, stating we were too busy and making excuses. She persisted politely and said she'd tip me better. So I reluctantly agreed and headed into the basement. I got downstairs and the place was packed with teenagers. When they finally noticed me, the room exploded with energy and everyone started chanting, "Pizza! Pizza!" Thoroughly confused, I made my way to a guy with a microphone. He asked me my name and I told him, and the crowd started chanting my name. The guy informed me that I'd just won the Pizza Olympics, hung a medal around my neck and gave me a volleyball trophy that looked like the person was serving a little pizza box. Huh. Not quite a strange delivery.
No.
But nonetheless, a strange
But they had their own
service.
Tournament. Like, they had their own tournament. Yeah, yeah.
I like the idea of this. There's another one where there was a guy who was asked to deliver a pizza whilst he was working for one pizza company firm and ended up mm-hmm. delivering it into the parking lot of a different pizza delivery firm. And the person who ordered the pizza then proceeded to walk inside and eat it inside the other company's place.
And we don't know why.
We don't know why. Mm-hmm. Bit of a grudge match going off there, I think. Ah. In the blue corner and in the red corner, I suspect. Right, ladies and gents, do let us know. 018-789-8899 if you have some strange food you've had delivered via these delivery services. Let us know. Twitter or WhatsApp, we're at BFM Radio. We've already talked about durian being delivered. And, of course, it's being de-seeded and put into vacuum sealed packages, and it arrives all nice and safe and wonderful smelling and fragrant and all of those things that durian should be. Popcorn delivery services is what one of the local cinemas are doing now, which is what sparked this conversation,
which I can see working really well.
Yeah, yeah, surprisingly, forward, yeah, surprisingly. Thinking about it, and the more you talked about, you know, having their branding on it and how some cinema chains might not be making as much money nowadays as they previously were, and of course there's always money in concessions.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a lot of money in concessions. Yeah. It's advertising, concessions, and then it's the movie.
Right, yeah, right, right. Yeah. Let us know what you think about this. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, Twitter, or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. James Bay up next with The Passenger here on BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.